episode 10. Random question. MJ, how much do you love your woman?
A lot. Next question.
Do you really?
Yeah, do you love yours?
No.
Any of them?
No.
Okay. Well,
see. I think I love my mama and my nieces.
And your mama in your bed, I thought. Huh? Ain't that what he said?
What the fuck wrong with you?
I only love my man and my mama.
Y'all some weird niggas, man.
That's what the song says.
I know, but like...
Now, what was that Facebook post we saw earlier? It was one of Chizzy... No, you posted it and said Chizzy had said it earlier. Oh, it was like a
Magic,
memory.
Yeah, he said Magic Johnson Jr. dick big.
What?
You said it.
Y'all niggas strange.
I'll go back to the episode right now.
Go
episode
back. Go back. What episode was it?
Episode 8.
Like, what episode was it? Go
feel
back.
Like he a waste
eight.
Of a big dick.
Pull the receipt.
He a waste of a big dick.
I never said no goddamn shit like that.
Yeah, you did.
I would never say no shit like that.
You said, and I quote, I just feel. Like waste of a big dick.
Bro, 6'6", 380 or whatever.
With tits. Yeah, he said
it. I don't recall none of that.
Hanging.
Like y'all niggas weird. Y'all niggas weird to have some shit like that in y'all long term memory.
That's some shit you can't get out of your memory.
Nah, that shit.
D Black, you love your woman.
Absolutely.
You also just said stiff dick them going asshole.
What?
Yeah,
you
we
said
canceled.
I said what?
We canceled.
What the fuck is going on? You
roll the tape back.
Yeah,
it's been a highlight.
You niggas different than that.
Ooh boy, that is just, it's true though.
Hey, look.
Welcome back to the homie zone. I'm on the wrong show.
Yeah, we're gonna get sued.
Hey,
let's
let's go ahead and exonerate my man Aaron Donald, man.
Yeah, bro. Like, would you fight Aaron Donald?
No.
Fuck no.
He's like one of the probably like 4 or 5 people in this world you probably wouldn't fight for the fuck him.
Not at all.
I seen somebody say, "Have you seen him play football? Why would you fight him?"
The other year,
that's what pads and stuff on.
Yeah, right. That nigga had 20 and a half sacks that year. Right. He was double teamed on 70% of the plays he played.
I feel that's like great. I seen him smack a helmet off.
Bro.
So imagine if you never don't seen have
the
a helmet
You
on.
Never seen the video of him like his fighting knives?
Bro, you seen his work?
That's part of his work.
Yeah. So like he like fights, like so nigga have knives and he like try to stab me. He like moves them off.
He needs to be in the institution.
What do you do? I look like he insane.
Like, how do you, hey, try to stab me, bro? And then
I don't think he literally like.
Nah, they like fake. They fake knives. It's like, man,
but it's a fact.
Yeah,
they'll probably still stab. I mean, I know I can stab you with it.
Probably.
Yeah, jellyfield bitch.
Yeah, he talking to you.
Same bitch. Yeah. But now, but also
he just called you a Krispy Kreme. It's wrong,
nigga. He was talking to you
and thinking about you. So all the duality in this story.
Thinking about you.
No.
Hey, he about to get the fuck.
Bossa
Richard, would you fight Aaron Donald?
For what?
Let's say you in the club, right?
You with your woman.
You with your woman.
And y'all walk past him and he grab her. He grab her ass.
A lawsuit.
I'm gonna ask him to grab the other cheek. Cop another for you, my boy. You know what I'm talking about?
You can have a tick if you want to too, huh? Yeah.
Take what you want.
Like, let's say y'all walk through the club, right? You and your lady. You got a bottle. Spades. He not only did he grab her ass, he take your bottle too.
Pour me a glass.
Just give me a sip. I got a picture with it first, my boy. You got it. I don't want no smoke.
I know you wouldn't, man.
I have to shoot him, bro.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah.
You got to shoot. He's up there with Mike Tyson.
Yeah, he up there with DeWitt. Shit. I'm not fighting DeWitt.
I mean, I wouldn't fight DeWitt, but I would probably fight DeWitt before I fight Aaron.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Right. I know DeWitt. I don't know Aaron Donald, like, or what he's capable of. All I know is what I see on the screen.
But we know what DeWitt is capable of.
We are.
You can talk DeWitt down.
No, you can't.
You can't, no.
You can't.
No, you cannot.
He'll see you and laugh.
No, you...
Aaron Donald is not going to laugh. Like, if you talking trash...
He'll laugh at him.
No, he...
I laugh at him.
Ain't gonna say shit too.
Cause he funny look.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, what's this thumb doing in the club
tonight? You say, what's this thumb?
Man, what's this thumb?
What are you calling your stick stick with, bruh?
You on vacation enjoying himself. And you want to talk about that, man.
Say, he like Patrick Starr. He shake weird. Like,
do we have anything constructive?
Probably not. Because yeah. It's going to be one of them episodes.
Nah, now, Jew head dude.
Good job. He called you. Yeah. Good job,
Jew. The rest of our topics are pretty sensitive, man. I mean, we can talk about this.
We all have Aaron Donald already.
Ain't nothing to talk about.
But nah, he
whoops ass.
He,
I mean,
nah, he was innocent. Right? The
video
kind of,
yeah. WWE.
I just don't get why, like I said, why would niggas. So I really do feel like there's industry plans for NFL players that they go to where these people are at just to cause trouble to get them in trouble.
Yeah.
Because, you get what I'm saying? Because ever since Ray Rice hit that woman with all his strength in that elevator, it just seems like you would think everybody in the NFL would get it, don't put yourself in a situation where you could get in trouble. But it keeps happening. So that's why I think it's kind of like a conspiracy to get these people in trouble.
So the one thing I will say about the Aaron Donald situation.
But it's all sack chases too. But anyway, yeah.
After looking at the video, it seems like he has a pretty good crew around him. Because it looked like it was two dudes that was with him. They kind of pulled him away from the entire situation.
Yeah.
Like, nah, bro, come on. You got to get up out of here. Like,
can I say
that? And you need people like that when you're on that type of level.
Yeah, because I think what happened was they bumped each other in the club.
Him and the dude.
Him and the dude bumped each other. It got kind of intense. The club said, y'all get the fuck out. So when they got outside, I guess he thought Aaron did it because that's who he bumped. But the video says somebody else beat your motherfucking ass.
Facts.
They
was kicking him and all kinds of shit. Yeah.
But that's the type of niggas I need around.
It take too much to be famous.
So when one of y'all get famous, that's me. Like I said, I wake up and choose violence every fucking day. Every day.
King with you, get your ass whooped.
I invite it. Cause
you said I invite
it. You have to beat me up every day that week.
Until you win.
Yeah, until I win, yeah.
Look, so,
until you die.
So there was a mass shooting in
you like
in
Peter Indiana. And that chicken.
Yeah. Same bitch.
Every day.
Yeah.
On site.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, bro.
Yeah, my bad. Mass shooting.
Mass shooting in Indiana. I think 8 dead so far. And
a lot wounded. A
lot wounded. I know it was at least one that was in critical condition.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, man. I mean, I don't
know. It's not safe to go nowhere.
They were at work.
They opened it up too soon.
Second shift or third shift?
No, it's third shift because niggas was on their dinner breaks. That's how I know it was third shift. You know what I mean?
That's crazy, man.
I got a question for y'all too. Mm-hmm. Y'all are big on guns and the Second Amendment. Is it Second Amendment? Second Amendment. Right? Do you not think with things like this there needs to be more gun control in America?
Or are things like this happening?
I asked the same question.
To push gun control in America.
So, because the reason I say that, because at work, we was because my assistant manager was maybe they want niggas to have guns so bad, and look what happened. I'm but honestly, if niggas could have their guns, at work and shit, maybe some shit like this don't. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, I had a guy at work, and he was upset about the mask. I'm I can't make people put a mask on, I can ask them. And he was like, yo, what you say? Blah, blah, blah. And the white dude came from out of line. And he's like, is there a problem? And he lifted his joint up. I'm like, bro, this is about to get out of hand.
That's.
And
yeah.
I'm was the dude angry black?
He was an angry black man. And I'm like, bro, go back in line because you're going to escalate this stuff. And I told the other dude, you got to go. Bro, you can't. But I feel like when the white dude
that's pretty flashes, much brandishing a firearm.
It pretty much.
Pretty much. He didn't pull it out and wave it around, but for you to approach somebody else and say, is there a problem? Lift up your shirt and show that you have a pistol.
Can I be real? That's why I want one.
You trying to intimidate.
Let's be real. That's exactly why.
It de-escalated, but it could have went the other way, too.
Yeah, because
if the dude had his joint, I feel
that's what I'm about to say. He could have went and popped the trunk.
Yeah. But
sprayed the whole store.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been in there.
You'd have been back in the bathroom.
Fight or flight.
Yeah. Crib.
Right, yeah. We'd have been singing at your funeral.
I wouldn't have been at no funeral.
Swing. I don't know. I just don't want to. I don't want to cast any MVP early judgments. Card. Like, I want to go back and look at the numbers. Look at, because we know of mass shootings that occurred under, you know, the Republican leadership, but it just seems like there's just so many more so often. And is it an agenda to push gun control? Because that's one of the Biden's, you know, biggest stances in his platform is.
So you think it's
a conspiracy? I don't know. And that's why I say it's too early for me to cast judgment or make an assumption, but it is a pause and consider moment, and it makes you want to go do a little bit of research.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
So I hear what you're saying, Chad, and I disagree to an extent, because it's like a lot of people try to say that Democrats try to push strict gun control and everything like that. But what Democrat has truly been successful in making gun laws more strict?
It can't, because you have a lot of Democrats that are pro-second.
As absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Like, Obama couldn't do it. Biden, it could be another mass.
So
how many mass shootings has happened since
I don't know. But you're proving.
He's only been in office for 4 months.
But you're proving my point, right? Every other month. I think you're actually adding to my point.
Mm-hmm. Kind of, sort of, not really.
Because, yeah. So if none of them have been successful enough, let's ramp this shit up some more.
It's the
And maybe it'll scare people enough to go, see, all right, well, maybe shit.
So you, that's, so like,
that's where I'm leaning towards too.
But my thing is, I just want to let y'all see how ridiculous it sounds from my point of view. So you think the government literally goes and tells this one person to go do this?
Hey.
And die.
The CIA sold coke.
That's what I'm going to say.
Come on, man.
The CIA brought coke into
cocaine. On.
Black neighborhoods.
Come on, they brought guns into neighborhoods.
And they took guns to Nicaragua or wherever it was.
Bro, like they
South America.
The government. Bro, let's not act like politics.
Politics
is the biggest scam and the most corrupt shit in the fucking world on all ends, it on is. All
because,
sides.
Because they make me think that I should be a Democrat. They make you think that you should be a Republican. And then they push their agendas to make us hate each other. Yeah.
They use the media as the fucking...
They push
the agent.
An
agent. They use the media as an agent.
Yeah. Because all you see is you're scrolling down Facebook, you see one little post, you see 158 comments, there's niggas and white people in there going at it. You know what I mean? Like, social media and media in general is the most divisive tactic that the government has used to create division in this country.
I think it started with the Trump administration, though. But I know, but what I'm saying is that
with George Washington.
You think so?
It was before that.
George Washington.
I mean, yeah, slavery, yeah.
But let me ask you this, though.
It's now more televised and publicized because of media platforms that are now just easily available.
Other than for military reasons, do you see any reason for anybody to have to own a AR-15?
Yes.
You really do?
They shouldn't, but there are reasons.
Yes.
And we're going to segue into...
For what?
I mean...
Home defense?
It's got to be.
A shotgun can do that.
It could.
So this guy that shot up the FedEx. So in 2020, he got fired from FedEx, right?
And if you train properly, the same thing you can do with an AR, bro. You can do with a pistol.
Yeah.
What's that shit Kim Jong threatened to do years ago? The
you not fighting Kim Jong-un.
No, I'm saying no. It's like, I'm not gonna be fighting Kim Jong-un. He the shut Marines, down the army, the electromagnetic shit.
We
killing each other because we ain't got nothing else to eat. I'm just saying, you don't know. We're on the brink of a fucking race war.
You think your
little 38 pea shooter gonna hold you over? How long you think that's gonna hold you and your family over?
But what I'm saying is, if AR-15s never existed, we will all be still on the same playing field because we will all either have handguns or shotguns.
I think you're either pro second or you ain't. And that's just in my...
I don't know, that's
in my opinion.
That's almost saying a person is either Christian or they ain't. You could believe in God, but not believe in Christianity. You could believe that there is a God and not believe in Christianity.
I think we're comparing apples to snow bunnies here. So you're comparing apples to oranges.
You're saying that either you're pro second or you're not. Like, I feel like you can be pro-second and still think that there should be other regulations and stipulations.
I'm not saying that gun laws can't be more stringent, but one of the things that Biden is pushing is I can't sell you a pistol.
Well, that's because you can't tell if this nigga is competent enough to have a pistol.
You don't know if I'm mentally sane.
Yeah.
You don't know if I'm a
No. I'm saying I wouldn't sell a pistol to a nigga that ain't got a concealed carry anyway. So, motherfucker, the government already gave you authorization to own a pistol. Now I want to sell you a pistol. You going to tell me I need to be a licensed firearms dealer, pay taxes to be able to do private transactions, bro. Like,
the person that's already
if you ask me, bro, like, that's... The government wants way too much control, man. Like, they're trying to involve themselves in every little bit, bro. They wanna get 40 cents out of every dollar you receive or spend. And it's not fair.
I'm not against the Second Amendment. I'm not,
but I do think something needs to change. Cause
you
like
need a psych test.
Yeah, because if I feel like it was a little stricter, like niggas like Dylan Roof, this little white boy that just shot up FedEx,
yeah,
motherfucker that shot up the place in Boulder, the motherfucker that shot up the theater.
I want to ask you a question, Justin.
Yeah, in Colorado, that's what I'm saying. Like,
I want to ask you a question. Yeah, okay. Do you honestly think gun control is gonna slow down gun violence?
No, because there's illegal ways to get it. But also, like I said, there's people who. What I'm trying to say is these people that I'm talking about were deemed capable of having weapons,
right.
And they shouldn't have.
Right. So, and you also got to think when we look at those instances, it's magnified. But let's truly look at how many lawful gun owners are actually the ones committing the gun violence in America. It's very minimal, bro.
Correct.
On a wide scale. So we, of course, there is emphasis placed. Oh, well, yeah, we issued this nigga a permit. We issued this nigga a CCW, and he committed a crime. But what about the other 1,000 motherfuckers that ain't got no kind of permit that committed gun violence? So how much, really, is gun control going to really change?
So let's change the term.
Gun control is only going to affect the niggas that want to lawfully own a weapon, right?
So let's change the terminology, because it's not niggas that's actually doing these mass shootings. And I know you're just saying that. You know,
niggas and bitches interchangeable. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's white folk that don't want the laws to change as well.
And it's white people that are niggers too.
Ignorant.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I had to touch.
Yeah,
that.
So I mean, like I said, I'm a advocate of the Second Amendment. I feel like everybody should be able to rightfully and legally own a weapon. But everybody should not have a weapon.
That's true. Gun control is only geared towards those that are legally able to own a firearm. Again,
I feel like you believe that.
Most lawfully abiding citizens that have guns, bro, the gross majority are not the ones committing these crimes, bro.
I mean, yeah.
How much of an effect is what they're trying to do with gun control going to do? It's the niggas that don't lawfully own the gun that are committing these crimes, bro. Like, if it's going to help, it's going to be extremely minimal.
Like Peyton Manning.
It's just like anything else, though. Anything that is illegal is going to be attractive. And folks are going to find some type of way to get to
it. So how is gun control going to help the niggas that illegally own guns?
If anything, you're gonna have more illegal gun owners.
I honestly think it's kind of counterproductive.
The only thing I was saying, Chad, was I don't see the point or even the need in an AR-15. I don't.
That's not the problem.
Unless you're in the military.
Me owning an AR, I am an owner of an AR. I am not the problem.
That's not the point he's trying to make. What's the point? What is your need for one?
It doesn't matter because I'm not the problem.
But if you're
whether I had one or not, I'm not the problem.
But
so
if you're not answering his question though.
If you're a true hunter, hunters, folks that go out there and hunt deers and shit, they're not shooting deers with AR-15s. Right.
So let me ask you.
They're using 30-06 rifles and shit.
I promise to answer your question when you answer mine.
Okay. Even though I asked you yours first.
Yeah, because it's going to help me to answer my question. It will. It will help me to give you my most honest answer.
Just like a Republican.
No, I'm just, sometimes you need additional information to answer a question properly. And that's all I want.
Same bitch.
So my question for you, Derek, right, is how is whether or not I need an AR-15 going to help anything that's going on?
If AR-15s were banned and no longer made, they would not exist. If you look at mass shootings, I'm not going to say they all because I have not done my research, but I'm pretty sure most of them have been AR-15 involved or some type of rifle.
So now the issue is the type of gun.
No, I'm not even going to say the type of gun. The issue is it's just crazy motherfuckers out here.
A 22 can do a mass shooting.
A 22 could. No, he's asking me his question to justify his reasoning for having, for trying to justify, and you understand,
and I hate to tell you, you agree.
But I don't own an AR-15 because to me, unless I can put it on automatic.
How many firearms do you have?
I own two.
Why do you have two? Why do you need two?
You only need one.
I carry one for me, and then if Kariba is at the house, she has one at the house as well.
I can't. Is she a legal firearm carrier?
She's not.
So why does she need one?
Because she needs to defend the home when I'm not there.
But that's illegal, though.
No, it's not.
So what if my answer to you was, okay, I'll leave the AR at the house a mile later to be able to protect herself when I ain't there.
You got a shotgun at the house too, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Same thing. She gonna have to
cover more space, more area with that shotgun than she would with that AR-15.
I feel like
how often does Jelena go shoot with you?
Not often.
Okay. So with her not being an experienced shooter, if somebody was to run up in your house, would you want her to go use the AR-15 or the shotgun?
The AR-15.
Why?
She's going to have a better chance of remaining alive.
How?
What do you mean how? One, more round capability. Two, it's more accurate to shoot a rifle than it is a pistol.
He said a shotgun.
I said the shotgun.
Oh, I didn't. Okay. So I missed that part.
I was saying if somebody ran up in your house, would you much rather her go to the AR-15 or the shotgun?
The AR-15.
Okay.
She's getting 30 rounds versus a shotgun where she's going to have to
wave that bitch.
Where she's only going to be able to load six.
Hey, she's going to hit four people.
What you mean? That buckshot is...
I don't give a motherfuck. I would much rather her have 30 rounds.
I thought somebody had to survive that buckshot. They ain't going to survive.
30 rounds. And then second of all, the
She's gonna be shooting like Bart.
You probably right. But look, let me ask you this.
The kick on the pump for her size and frame.
You're right, but I can back dough. But
look, you want your lady protecting home front with a shotgun over an AR black?
Watch this. Justin, hold on. Let's be real. I want you to be 100% transparent. If you were to show her how to use that shotgun, the moment she rocked that motherfucker, whoever ran through it, came in your crib, 9 times out of 10, they turning around and going back out. Have you heard a shotgun rock before, haven't you?
Yeah.
You hear that, bruh? You're not going to continue your path.
I might. I chose violence today.
It all depends on.
Swing on Jelena in the house. I'm playing.
Can we not talk about guns no more?
I don't want one because I know I pull out in traffic. Like, you know what I mean? Every day.
The light green.
Yeah, like I can see it now.
Me personally, like I said, I love guns. I'm a fan of guns.
But you just hate AR-15.
No, it's not even that because as a service member, we use those. I deploy with that.
He just don't feel like a civilian. What I'm saying,
there is no need for a civilian to have an AR-15.
I don't think it is either.
I mean, if I get my AR-15 back, I'm going to just go ahead and say y'all can have the 9.
Say what?
Because, like, as a military member, our M4s have the 3-round burst automatic.
And also, let's not act like most ARs, most common stock ARs are not military grade.
No, they're not.
Where can I get
95% of the ARs that are available for sale are not military grade.
No. Absolutely not.
They're not. Now, can they be fooled with? Yeah, I mean, you can add your binary trigger, you know, yada yada yada, this and that. But bro, like I feel like it's, I don't know.
I don't want to tread on your rights.
I mean, you ain't treading on my rights because I'm on mine.
Hey, look,
I'm on mine, and at the end of the day, I know some shit pop off. I know where y'all come. The same nigga y'all ain't want to have the AR-15.
I already told you.
My brother.
I'm at the crib. Huh? I'm at his crib. I already told him.
You can do that.
Depends on who closer. I don't know, man.
Dang, I'm far away.
My only issue is Chad gonna fall asleep when shit pop off. The motherfucker, it's a hole in the ground.
So look, speaking of the military.
Right. Oh, man.
So there was an Army lieutenant who got pulled over by a cop in Windsor, Virginia. So
Windsor,
Virginia. So if anybody that's listening is familiar with Windsor, Virginia, it's located, if I remember correctly, it's located right off of 460. Which 460 highway takes you to Petersburg and all through
that,
there.
Franklin and all that good stuff.
So a lot of those counties through there, they make a lot of their money through the year off of
tickets.
Traffic stops.
That is the most wasteful use of manpower ever.
But I don't even want to get sidetracked with that shit.
And Virginia is the 10th worst state in America.
Nah, that's number 7 at least. At least number 7. Montana's 1.
Okay, North and South Dakota.
Montana. Yeah. Wyoming.
Arkansas.
Idaho.
South Carolina.
South Carolina. They give us potatoes in there. Like.
The South Dakota governor said Biden ain't flying no motherfucking immigrants to his state. He be goddamn.
Take them off the list.
So either it's top 7. Like,
South Carolina before y'all.
And it's like South Carolina and y'all tied.
Absolutely not.
Emporia, South Carolina is like.
So one city in the whole state?
I agree. You haven't been through
Emporia. That little got some pies.
And man asses. Ain't
that what it's called?
Manassas.
Same bitch.
Hey, look. So Windsor, Virginia, man.
Dumb fries. Like, that's not for you, right? Anyway, I'm
don't get on my nerves. Army lieutenant. Gets pulled over, pepper sprayed, all that shit, because he don't want to get out of the car. Because he's afraid for his life. The way that fucking officer is talking, fucking dickhead. And you could tell, like, looking at the video, the other officer was a junior officer.
Yeah.
And it even sounded like in the video, he was trying to de-escalate the situation. Like, walked in between the other cop. And the Army lieutenant was like, hey, just get out of the car, sir. Please, just get out of the car. Like, he was even trying to de-escalate this shit. And the other, like I said, the other officer was just a dickhead, man. Like,
He had a uniform on, too.
He got fired,
had his uniform on. He got fired.
That ain't enough.
I'm telling you. A lot of these motherfuckers think they.
You want them to go to jail for pepper spraying him?
Crucifixion?
I mean,
he's drunk.
He's leaning. You can't tell yours is leaning because you got new glasses.
Yeah. His body leaning now.
You gotta that's good. To the stigmata.
That's good. He losing that weight.
You can call him Biggie Small because one titty bigger than the other one.
We get sidetracked.
Nah, but also real shit. So firing is not enough.
He gotta be arrested.
Arrested for what?
For what?
The
assault?
We're talking about the cop, right? You went beyond your. Don't y'all got a little?
They have a continuum of force.
Yeah, so
because he pepper sprayed
and the entire time the army lieutenant was passive aggressive.
One could make the argument that he wasn't compliant. As a cop, would you say he was not compliant?
He wasn't.
But he did nothing
that would have made me pull my pepper spray out.
Or to make him. What did he want him to get out? Do we know why he wanted him to get out?
There was a gun in the car.
There was
a gun in the car clutched by the center console in his right thigh.
Okay, so you don't want to get out. Okay, cool. Where is the gun? Okay, you tell me where the gun is.
I didn't find that out until way after the fact.
You watch him. I'm going to go around the other side and I'm going to pull the weapon out of the vehicle.
But he's also a member of the military.
So are y'all not trained? I'm only asking questions.
And this is just me, and I know a lot of people will say you Monday morning quarterback in the shell. You looking at it from 2020 hindsight. But these motherfuckers don't think. They got a gun and a fucking badge and they think they fucking cowboys out here. That's the issue.
We seen training day.
You know what happened is somebody fucked their bitch in high school. They was a fucking loser, and they get a badge and think, okay.
So, I know somebody like that for real, though.
No, I know. Yeah. Most everybody in the police, all right.
So here's my other question.
I was in basic training with a motherfucker that, and they asked him why he wanted to be a police officer. He said a police officer is the closest thing to Batman.
Discharge.
Moving on. Hey, look. So,
But they let the nigga continue through this shit.
I got a question for you. Let's say you pull over just a regular nigga, mm-hmm. right?
You military police,
and let's say you just got on the force, so you got your field training officer with you, mm-hmm. right? And y'all both walked up to the vehicle. Mind you, it's a regular civilian, so no military uniform, none of that shit's involved. And you see that there's a pistol clutched by the center console. Are you not going to ask that man to, hey, man, for my safety and yours, can you just step out of the vehicle?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
So what's the difference? Is it because he had a military uniform on in this particular situation?
The difference is in the video, not one time.
Well, that's what I just asked him. Let's say you're with your field training officer and you see a civilian and you walk up on the car. You notice that there's even though both hands are out the car. Let me make that clear. So both hands are out the car. He's not in a combative position. He's not in a threatening position. Would you still ask that person, hey man, just for the sake of our safety and this shit not going left, can you step out the vehicle for me?
Absolutely. And before I expound on that, he still had his hands out the window as he was getting pepper sprayed. Your natural reaction, you getting pepper sprayed, you gonna pull your hands back in the car to try to protect your eyes or rub the shit out of your eyes or anything. He still had his hands.
Don't y'all get that kind of training, though?
What you mean?
Y'all don't get pepper spray?
Yeah.
So, again, he's not the regular civilian. He is training.
Are you talking about in the military?
Yeah.
In the Air Force, we don't. The Army might go through that shit.
Hoes.
Yeah, we might be.
Y'all
the Navy
do
the
Y'all got
to
smell
candles. Yeah. We got high ass rap scores.
Yeah, bitch is scoring 90.
But if I'm a police officer 48. And I'm with my field training officer and I see a gun, I'm gonna say, hey, gun. I'm gonna announce that shit. 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna be like, well, this is me speaking from being a junior officer versus if I'm a senior officer, I'm gonna be like, okay, look. You seen the gun. I'm going to stay drawing on him. Make sure his hands stay out the window. You go around the other side of the car and you get the gun out of there.
So you're not going to ask him? You're not going to ask him to step out of the vehicle?
I'm saying if he doesn't step out of the vehicle. It's more than one way to skin a cat. Before y'all draw any conclusions.
First of all, it shouldn't have took the video to go viral for the officer to be fired. Okay.
That's the only reason like, why he got fired.
That was it was way too excessive. It was actually disgusting and cringeworthy watching the whole video.
The way he's screaming at the dude, like
yeah, it was it won't it won't necessary. He said, What are you, corporal?
Yeah.
Private? What is it? Lieutenant?
Yeah.
Don't disrespect me.
Yeah, but it, what's crazy is like, this is what Cap kneeled for. And they always said, you're disrespecting the military, and look what happened.
Mm-hmm. Disrespecting the flag.
You said they're disrespecting the military.
And then another part of that whole video that I didn't like. So, turns out, you know, they put the whole time. They lit him up, and it took him a minute and 38 seconds or some shit like that to pull over. Right? And all this comes after the fact. The Army officer mentioned that it was a dark area.
That's what I was gearing to say. So, if you've driven through Windsor, Virginia, it's not Norfolk.
Right. So and the cops
like,
did say
you driving through there. Like cops, I would have did the same thing. I would have waited till I found a fucking gas station with some fucking lights.
But here's where it got interesting. The cops did admit that once we got to the service station where he pulled into and it was lit up, we were clearly able to see his tag. Right. But then his commentary after that was like, "Hey man, you know the officer said, well, I didn't feel safe. I wanted to get to a well lit area, and the officer said." Well, you got to understand, we don't feel safe either, you know, with the whole Black Lives Matter thing going on and everything like that.
Right.
So that's where I went. I'm done watching this video. So now you just told the world that this was racially motivated.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You just told the world this was racially motivated. You saw
a black man.
A black man.
He's mixed. Black and Puerto Rican, by the way.
Yeah,
black man. I mean, but he saw
yeah,
a minority.
And he saw a colored boy. And
I don't mean to laugh.
He told on himself in the end, like, bro, really? You could have left that out. You probably would have just been suspended.
Hey, bro, your dumbass got a body camera on. That's what I'm saying. I don't think they.
But here's my thing. Here's my other issue with that whole scenario, too, though, Justin. Mm-hmm. If you look at the footage from the body camera, the shit says December 20th, 2020.
And that's why I said it shouldn't have took for the video to go viral now for there to have been, disciplinary action.
Think how long it took for Windsor Police Department almost to release the shit.
And let's be clear, he got fired for PR reasons.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, he's probably already a deputy sheriff in another small town. Let's be real.
He's good. Security guard at Food Line.
So speaking of 60, so I hate to get, not really off topic because we're talking about police brutality in a sense. Dante Wright in Minneapolis. So so y'all know the story about that, right? The lady said Taser pulled out a gun by accident and shot him.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
This bitch makes $90,000 a year.
At
26 years in the force. Yeah. And she was a trainer.
Inexcusable.
She was a school resource officer for 24 of those 26 years.
Yeah, and they said she
was serious?
No, that's just my guess.
Yeah.
For her to do some silly shit like that.
Yeah, bro, so and so my thing is, these are the motherfuckers they are hiring to police us or to protect and serve.
Protect
us.
And serve.
Serve these nuts.
They serve
murders. She that if it was a mistake, bitch, this was a costly mistake.
Manslaughter. At the
yeah,
very
this was a costly they mistake.
They got it from manslaughter.
So I guess.
So they charged her already?
Yeah, she got charged with second degree, and then they denied her bond initially. And then they came back and released her on $100,000 bond.
She had that in the bank. No
so
problem.
I guess so. With that, as a cop, I guess with the whole situation, do you really? I got two questions. Mm-hmm. First question, do you think it was an accident?
No. I think it, yes. But she's stupid.
Yes.
Okay.
And like
second,
I said,
second question, do you think it was racially motivated?
No.
All right. Because I think what's happening right now is people are making it about race.
But can you blame them?
Yeah, no. No. Okay. No, you can't. You can't.
We still got this fucking shit going
in the same hood.
The same fucking
people are acting out of emotion, and I can't blame them, cuz every once in a while I catch myself doing that. Like, God damn it, man. Like,
because it's all, yes, because it keeps happening.
So it builds up. But, yep. You know, when you take a step back, bitch, at a minimum, she deserves 10 years, I think. I just.
You ever seen Emperor's New Groove? But on some serious shit, though, like, I don't think it's racially motivated. It was bad timing.
Who needs gun control?
The police.
You worry about law-abiding citizens like me, huh, Black?
He want his guns bad.
He wants his guns bad.
No, his dick listen. Little.
What?
His dick little. He trying to compensate.
You seen it. Yeah. That's the only thing
I seen.
I'm about to pack my shit.
Yeah, this the last episode. I'm going to.
Everybody seen your dick, man.
Y'all get weird after midnight.
No. Look, I tried Jack before y'all got here.
No, but seriously, she's been on the force for 26 years.
26 years, my homeboy.
And she mistook her taser
for a gun.
No, her pistol for the taser.
It's supposed to be on the opposite side,
right? Because they, from my understanding, from my reading, the pistol on your belt is on your dominant side, right?
Correct.
So you went to your. You reacted for your pistol.
Yeah.
You didn't react for your taser.
Yeah.
Like, there's one senior officer that says, your flow of motion reaching for either object is completely different.
Absolutely. That's why I said I feel like if she's been on the force for 26 years, I feel like 24 of those years she was like a school resource officer or something. Because even after the police academy, I was in the crib doing dry fire. You know what I mean? Just practicing on my drawing. You know what I mean?
See,
shit like that. I used to keep my
Martin Lawrence and Blue Street.
I used to keep my taser in the front right next to my two extra mags because it was easier for me to pull from the front if I needed to get my taser versus trying to reach all the way across to my left hand side to get my taser. Mm-hmm. So I used to keep my taser in the front. Right next to my extra magazines. Mm-hmm. And then I have my handcuffs in the back. Yeah. Like I said.
It was going down that Harris Teeter you was.
Harris Teeter paid $30 an hour for overtime. I was
there. I told you he fucked up, bro.
He is drunk.
I'm sick of him. He
going through some things.
So go get a paper towel.
I can't walk through the video.
Man, fuck that video, bro.
You better wipe this shit.
It's clear. So it ain't. Oh, like it ain't no stains.
The other chair,
bro. I can't edit this, bro.
And I just, bro, if you don't bend down with your ugly ass. There you go.
For whatever reason, he looked like Carlos Miller.
Yeah. It's because that little lean in his look, that little crackhead cap he got. Yeah.
Well, I just feel like you got an 82 South t-shirt on.
82? That's the year you were born, wasn't it? Yeah! Yes, it was! Well, you were you born 85? Not for real.
That nigga told us earlier he had a sister that was 46. We said, damn, you have one 3 years old? Yeah.
Well, back to the serious shit. Do you think the bench belt could have got twisted?
It's a serious question.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to think of like scenarios where she could have did this.
You would, like, I...
She's
like, I want to feel sorry for her, but I'm like,
it's so stupid.
Yeah, man. It's like, how? How could you, like.
That's not me reaching in a pocket for a pen and start writing with chapstick.
That's the single worst mistake you could have made as an officer.
I'm going to answer your question. Let's talk about Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay.
That's the answer to my question. You don't annoy me.
Because,
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, like.
Okay.
Belt get twisted. Come on now.
She could have got fucked. Like,
at the Dunkin' Donuts.
But look, so y'all all seen the video, right?
I didn't want to see the video.
Okay, so yeah, if you watch the video, you see the other officers, because I think it was two other officers there, right? They stepped back and was like, oh, They literally had the
she had the gun pointed for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And oh, really?
Even, yes. Yeah. And even while she had the gun pointed, they was looking like, what the fuck is you doing?
She, bro.
And then once my man, like, eluded, he barely eluded. Like, he kind of fell back into the vehicle.
Listen.
And then she yelled, Taser. Fat!
Listen. That...
And he didn't, like, even though he had outstanding warrants, that doesn't justify him.
It doesn't. Like I said.
For fucking air freshener?
Due process.
Listen, like I said, either she was a school resource officer for 24 years.
Or sleepy.
Or she worked in the evidence room.
Is it a bad time to say we can try to help ourselves in these situations? No, when we get pulled over, odds are against us.
No, I think we know that.
Yeah, so why do we heighten it sometimes? We already know. Yeah, I think so.
No,
I think we already know. We know when we get pulled over. Even if you are going to cooperate, this could go so wrong.
I know. So I think it's only a select, like how you were saying about the gun.
It's a 50-50 chance.
I think there's a select few that escalate a situation they shouldn't. Me personally, I want to make it home. I always want to make up. I had this, like I said before, I had these conversations with my brothers because these are two hot-headed motherfuckers. I said, look, no matter what you do, you cooperate and take your, like.
I want to make it, if I were to be killed by the police, it is clear, as clear as day that they need to be put under the jail.
Yeah, I agree with that. And the crazy thing is.
I'm not going to give you a reason.
The crazy thing is.
Yeah, exactly.
If you killed me, you wanted to kill me.
Crazy thing is, yes, the motherfucker tried to break out of their custody, you know what I mean, before they put the cuffs on them and drive away. He was wrong for that. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, they don't try.
Who did that?
The guy.
The dude.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they tried to put him in cuffs, and he like...
Wiggled
out of the shit and tried to get back in the car and drive off. So... Yes, he was wrong for that, but that means
it
that
doesn't he constitute him being shot. Him no, absolutely,
no,
absolutely.
That's
what not.
I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. They don't train y'all for situations like that in the academy,
bro. I'm gonna tell you.
They don't tell y'all that a lot of niggas is gonna try to get away. Here's how you try to subdue them without death being.
Or did they tell y'all to shoot them?
I feel like the drill side.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm asking the question.
No. But real shit, I feel like.
Is that y'all last resort?
It should be. It should be anybody's last resort to pull the trigger.
I'm going to be
police, military.
I feel like there should be like 10 steps before that happens.
I'm going to be real with y'all.
Like, I need y'all to pull the checklist out the top pocket. Check everything off.
Before you do it.
Nah, I'm playing. But it's real life situations out there where niggas going to have to quit drawing and busting niggas shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't think nobody deserves to get shot in the back though.
While I was in the police academy, I'm going to be real. I feel like they put us in so many different fucked up scenarios that when my first maybe month on the job, probably even longer than that, I was so fucking paranoid because of the fucked up scenarios that they put me in. And during the academy, it made me feel like every time I go to a call, the worst is going to happen.
I feel like they should do that, though.
I'm not saying they're wrong.
You don't think that's where these situations come from, though? You know what I'm saying?
I see what y'all are saying
because like it puts them on edge to the point.
Yeah, I wanna be trained for worst case scenario.
Yeah,
how do I handle myself when shit hits the motherfucking fan?
Yep.
Also, teach me how do I handle myself when it's a simple situation, but the person's just uncooperative.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, they're not being violent, but...
Because you're going to have a white woman that's like, that thinks she's above all.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Do you end up killing her or... Yeah. Because the same shit... Chill. The same shit we see in these videos where these entitled-ass, especially women, white women, they feel like they have a certain level of entitlement, and they will argue a fucking cop down, and it never... Usually the cop gets so fucking frustrated, they're like, bitch, just go. Yeah. But let a nigga try to argue.
Shit, you remember that one video? It was like, about a year ago, lady, I forgot where she was, but the nigga arrested her?
Yeah, he ended up having to slam her.
Yeah.
In the bank. In the bank.
Yeah.
Well, that was another one, Bob. This bitch was out in the ground.
I stood up.
I was thinking of the one in the bank where the woman didn't want to wear a mask.
Yeah, that was like a couple months ago. She got slammed too.
Well,
Sharon.
Before we run out of time, because I know we getting.
Yeah, hurry up.
South Carolina. I don't fucks with South Carolina.
I mean,
at all.
I like Charleston.
I ain't never been to Charleston, but
it's a different type of vibe.
I've been to Orangeburg.
Yeah. I've been to
shout out to Claflin in South Carolina.
We stopped by somewhere close to Clemson.
I felt it. Yeah, I felt it. Yeah.
We didn't stop at a gas station. We stopped at a service station.
So basically, it's like a Cracker Barrel with no food. Looked like a Cracker Barrel with had gas tanks with no food.
Yeah, I was.
It was one of them things where it was Clemson down, orange everything, but it just the air were different.
Y'all ain't playing football, so y'all.
He looked like a nose tackle, and I looked like I coached Little League softball, he just ran over a deer. Funny shit. So him and his lady arguing over the, I get it. It was a crazy situation. So it was already tense in the car. You know what I mean? So then we get out and then it's tense there. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like,
just seeing the place.
I said, bro, do we need gas?
Nah, I think we just stopped to kind of I wanted to look at the car, make sure, fluids or shit won't
leak. Matter of fact, we were stuck in traffic for 2.5 hours. So, we stopped, got a little drink,
Pissed,
and then headed out. But it was just I don't feel comfortable here.
Intense. It was.
We were the only black people there.
Yeah.
And even me, they were like, damn, who?
In Orangeburg, I stopped three times. I stopped to get gas, and it was tense. I stopped in.
They call you Big Lotto. What did you say?
They call me Modelo.
I stopped in Chick-fil-A, and that shit was tense and weird. Got out the car.
They didn't even say my pleasure, huh?
I'm about to tell you about that. Got out the car, right? So,
bye, nigga.
So,
my pleasure.
Kariba and Blake waiting in the car. I go in. There's a white female. She's coming in at the same time as me. So I hold the door open for her, just trying to be a gentleman. Hold the door open for her. She don't say nothing. Another white couple coming out. I hold the door for them. They don't say shit. So I'm like, oh, I see what type of shit y'all on in this motherfucker. Okay. I get inside. The line long as shit. All white people in line.
Mm-hmm.
Every worker behind that fucking counter was black.
Oh, yeah. They thought you worked there.
With his military uniform.
Nah, I wasn't even in uniform because I was going to a graduation.
Cow.
Yeah.
I was like, yo. I said, yo, this shit wild. So I finally placed my order.
I hate when you do that part.
I place my order, get my food, and I'm walking out the door, and there's another white couple coming behind me, hold the door open for them. They don't say shit. I'm like, okay, this what the fuck they on in South Carolina. And ever since then,
the people didn't say thank you.
Yeah, bro. Or acknowledge the fuck that I held the door for you. I should have slammed that shit in their fucking face.
Y'all say thank you to me.
You couldn't have had the little
hydraulic shit. Hit it. Get it. Just hit.
we start driving deeper into Orangeburg or whatnot. As we can get closer to Claflin University and South Carolina State University, the shit just looked run down.
It is, especially because that's a baseball stadium that we used to play at, and it's run down.
Shit just look run down, bro. I'm like, yeah.
But a mile.
Let's go to the graduation and get the fuck up.
But a mile back that way, did you see the row of sorority houses for USC?
Mm-mm.
Well, South Carolina? Yeah, bro. It's like I said, once you get past that, where the nice little mansions are for the sororities,
the old plantation houses?
Yeah, basically. It gets real run down.
And then you get to Columbia, South Carolina, and it's like it's a different fucking world.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, some shit popped off down there by one of your
Union, right?
Yeah, by one of your battle buddies.
Ain't it none.
By your platoon, whatever.
Fuck y'all. That boy said plantain. Yeah, he ain't
taking the food, ain't he?
Yeah. Plantain.
He can't wait to get off keto.
Fuck y'all be talking about.
What? So, do you all, when you see stuff like this, like, you know, get out of our fucking neighborhood, because you just had, what's the guy name that got killed when they tried to chase him out of the neighborhood? God, what is his name? You know what I'm talking about?
The jogger.
Yeah, the jogger. Yeah. So, do you feel like they try this stuff with people they feel like they can fuck with? Because do you feel like if we walk through, let's say we in Chad neighborhood.
Us four, they wouldn't say a single word.
Exactly. I feel like if we walk through Chad neighborhood around the parks where,
of course, anything
that nobody sees you. Do you think they'll really ask us, like, what are y'all doing over here?
No.
Because even though we're semi-nice guys, well, y'all are. Y'all are. I don't feel like people will look at us and scream on us and try to make us leave.
No.
I don't even feel like if I'm in Chad's neighborhood and I'm walking in a place where I don't know, I'm not known. I don't think, and even if they did, they gonna have to show me. Yeah. They can get me out of there.
Crazy thing is, not to say this is or isn't race related.
That was definitely race related.
To be honest, I feel like I got black neighbors in my neighborhood that fucking act like that, to be real with you.
Where?
Not the absolutely. The ones next to you are pretty cool. Because I pulled in their driveway and they offered me lemonade. Yeah, who are you looking for?
No, this ain't not them.
Not them.
The ones across the street.
I feel like I
can see what you're doing there.
The ones directly across the street, they don't speak none of that.
It's sad that I'm about to say this, but the black dude didn't even fit a stereotype, man. Like, you see what I'm saying? It's sad that I'm saying that.
Yeah.
He didn't fit the stereotype.
He don't look threatening.
At all.
That's why I think he screamed on him like that.
At all. But come to find out, you know, the guy had exchanged some words with another neighbor. So I guess they were going back and forth outside.
Because she probably asked him the same motherfucking thing that dude did.
I don't know what the context of that was. But then old drill sergeant want to come out like he motherfucking Batman.
Yeah.
What are you doing here, motherfucker?
I'll get you out of here.
Motherfucker, that's my wife. That's my wife.
Yeah, you have to get me out of here.
Yeah.
And he was like, I didn't even do nothing. He said, if you feel like I'm a threat, call the law. And they said, we did. He was like, all right, let him come. Shit. Yeah. He asked them how long. He said, dude, I live here. How long have y'all been here? He said, I've been here longer than you ever.
We're a small-knit community.
Yeah, we're just a tight-knit community. And they pulled his records. Nigga moved in October.
Yeah.
Wow. And did you see what happened?
They was outside his house.
They was outside his crib. Yeah.
Barbecue.
Like, what's up?
Yeah.
Now, that's what I'm saying. That's how I pulled.
But they had
to
a block party in front of his crib.
Yeah.
That's how I pulled to go.
That's what we gonna do tomorrow.
Like, you not.
I'll be there with a slab of.
I seen the motherfucker.
I got your sugar free barbecue too.
Did you really?
I sent a nigga $50. Shit.
Yeah, black licorice ass nigga.
I seen somebody post these racers gonna fuck around and find out. And then they post a picture of him and say, he fucked around and found out.
I thought bro, because like I said, I said this today after watching
it. It's going to take the military to come and get him up out of that house.
Yeah, come to find out.
No, he already moved.
The nigga CSM and commanding, commanding nigga down there, two Negroes.
No.
Oh, his commanding officer's black.
Yeah, the CSM and the other commander, the big dog.
Yeah, Sergeant Major.
Nigga had 62 badges on his shit right here and a purple heart. You know what I mean? Damn. And he went wounded.
That's what I mean. Yeah, but no, they relocated already.
Are you serious?
How
the fuck they move him with all them folk out there?
That's why they moved him, nigga.
Badges. But I'm saying, how?
I don't know.
Bro, don't think police got him out of there?
They got him out of there. Or they dropped the helicopter.
And they ain't out there all night either. They probably moved.
They went home.
Yeah, they moved at 3 a.m. You know?
Yeah. LIS, it's time.
Yeah,
you know?
Jew and them was out there.
Jew and Doug.
Yeah, with the box truck.
They moved them already. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, bro.
Nigga, anybody would have moved in that situation.
Nigga, let's be real. You go out, you at home.
So when I'm thinking of move, I'm thinking they shit. They sent him to a base already.
No, he moved out that goddamn house. Oh, yeah,
he had to.
Yeah. Imagine if like 82 white people with white hoods is at your goddamn house. You leaving.
In that case,
they're gonna wish he had an AR-15.
That's what I'm gonna say. And wish he had an AR-15.
But look at that thing. I won't take his pistols.
Yeah, I'm still mad about the XRP shit.
No, I'm gonna just keep it. Bro, I'm gonna continue to build my shit, nigga.
I can't wait for it to dip to 30 cents.
Yeah, and I'm gonna buy a bunch more because eventually it's gonna go back up.
So at what point do you plan on taking the profit?
When is it $7,000 a share?
So
it's at $1 and some change now.
Jesus Christ! Bitcoin was there at 1.2.
Jesus Christ!
I'm in a long game, bro.
Bro, don't fucking.
but back to the serious shit. I'm sorry. I wait. Like I said, after watching that video, I was like, now I want to go just walk in random neighborhoods.
Try it. See what's gonna happen.
And just to see what's gonna happen. Because I really do feel like they choose the right one to do this stuff with.
Go walk through Stem, North Carolina.
I'd rather not.
Or Alamance County.
I'm definitely not walking through.
Can we talk? We gotta go, but can we talk about Breaking Bad real quick?
This nigga is a head Ozark.
So this nigga is a head basketball coach as well as the Spanish teacher. So he taught Spanish as well.
As a nigga.
So he knew how to communicate with these cartel niggas. You know what I mean?
But he went to rob him
and then won't nobody in the house, him and the other nigga in the house, and one of the cartel boys, Lara, pull up and they hit him twice point blank. Execution style in the head. Yeah. Bam bam. What they didn't know was that the chariot was right behind him. And I don't know how the other black guy got out of there because he on the run right now.
Yeah.
He got charged.
They called him?
Yeah. Okay. He got charged with murder.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They called him and he got charged. Because
it was a shootout. Like, I guess he caught somebody. Mm-hmm. How'd y'all see the news? Y'all want to know how? I saw it on Snapchat.
Somebody sent it to me.
I was at work and somebody showed me because they was watching it on their phone.
Yeah, and it was on, you know how Snapchat, like, under there, like, where to see, it was one of those little blocks, Zach. I was like, wow.
Yeah, it was on my feed on, I think.
Yeah, that's the double life shit, a motherfucker.
Pulled up his record, he was 2-11 last year.
He's stressed out.
my takeaway is, pay the teachers more.
That boy got some nuts, boy. He took on the whole goddamn
cartel. Like, how do you think this is going?
Marion brings up a valid point.
You
gotta
pay the teachers more. If he willing to do all that for a little extra bread,
you ready to take a little extra bread?
Yeah,
you ready to take
He said, "Fuck them teachers."
Yeah,
they chose that profession.
Wow, his lady over here waxing the pussy on to make ends meet, and you gonna say some shit like that?
That's OnlyFans.
They chose that profession not for the money, but because they have a love to do it.
You should have said that the first time. You sounded like a dick the first time.
You need money too.
I can't wait to somebody comment, "You ugly motherfucker."
Zoom in on the gap.
Hey, look. But that'd be a fact, just like what I said.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been looking at you the whole goddamn episode. Like, I can't believe somebody had a baby by you.
Take us out, please.
I got you. I love you, bro.
No, you don't.
Fuck him. I don't.
Yeah, fuck it. The nigga negative. I told you.
he didn't say that.
He a negative dude, bro.
Negative.
On crib. Hey, but look. The white liberal is our biggest enemy. Good night.